I just finished Dark Age by Pierce Brown, the fifth book in the Red Rising saga, and after reading Iron Gold, which, while thoroughly enjoying it, I was still able to recognize it as my least favorite in the series so far, I was eager to see what Pierce Brown had in store for me in book 5. And though it continues that trend of being longer than the prior book, it still manages to retain that intense, fast-paced nature, picks up right where its predecessor leaves off. And I'm a big fan of where Darrow is at in his arc at this point, as a sort of outlaw in the Republic, waging a rogue war on Mercury, leaving so much destruction in his path, forced to question his own motives, whether he is actually that original hero that we got to know, and he's forced to question whether someone else will eclipse that heroism entirely, rise while his reputation is fractured. And I love, even though everybody finds him absolutely nauseating, the arc and current state of a character like Lysander in that role as a tantalizing and opposing force to Darrow, as he inevitably makes his return to the core and reunites with some characters from the past. He is a viewpoint character in this, along with Ephraim, Lyria, Darrow, of course, and now Darrow's wife, the Sovereign, Mustang, as well. And as Darrow is continuing to witness the loss around him and grapple with so many terrible things happening as a result of his endeavors, and while we see Lysander coming back into the fold, in a way, again, that doesn't make me like him, but makes me like what he represents in the narrative at this point, I also really enjoyed that addition of the viewpoint character of Mustang, because she's an incredibly important figure, and I think it'd be silly not to hear what it's like to be a Sovereign, to have Darrow as a husband, to be at times in opposition with him publicly, to see how she transforms as political and criminal enemies rise against her. These new viewpoint characters feel much more embedded in the story at this point. My only gripe with them in Dark Age would be how scattered their inclusion seems to be at times, where it seems like they'll have some time dedicated to them, and then half the book will pass before we hear from them again. But that doesn't take away from their inclusion feeling necessary and warranted given their contributions to the narrative, whether it's Lyria having to round up unlikely allies, navigate prickly situations, following some of the scenes that Ephraim is involved in, his jaw dropping an epic path towards redemption. I think Golden Sun is probably still at the top of my rankings, but Dark Age still has that action, that intrigue, those gut-wrenching twists that the prior entries do, and at this point in the series, it does feel more and more parallel to other series I've read in the past. There are times when it feels like a futuristic, space operatic version of the Song of Ice and Fire series, with the political maneuvering, the betrayals, the backstabs. And there are other times when the science fiction elements and the technologies, the way characters come, go, and return at times, feels a lot like what is going on in Herbert's Dune saga. Luckily for me, those are two of my favorite series of all time. Not just at its height, but at its baseline, I found Dark Age, another addition to a growing world as morally gray, as it is fascinating and devastating. I like this one a lot. Bring on Lightbringer.